enjoy that good singing this morning, say amen. Not to take away anything from Brother Todd and Miss Janice and Elizabeth, but I couldn't help but picture in my mind, if you've been around our church a great length of time, you probably know what I'm fixing to say. My dear friend, Brother Wayne Ball, used to take his guitar and stand on the platform. He'd sing that song, "Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be." He's in heaven this morning. And boy, by the grace of God, we're going to see him again one day. Amen. Why don't you take your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of Philippians, and right after the book of Ephesians in your New Testament, and we'll have you out of here in just a few minutes. I was thinking the other day, we have these two holidays that are relatively close together. We have Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is a day of gifts and appreciation, and we usually come in the service and we just praise the mothers and brag on them and brag on them, and then on Father's Day we don't give you nothing, and then I preach the hide off of you. And I can't figure out why that is. Maybe it's because the moms are sweet and tender and we're rotten. Amen. I'm not sure, but I think I may be on to something right there. All the women are nodding their heads and saying amen, and the men are looking at me like, "What are you doing, man?" Amen. I do appreciate our dads. Philippians chapter number 4. I'm going to look at one verse of Scripture, and I won't keep you but a few minutes. I'll tell you like Liz Taylor told her first husband, "I won't keep you long." Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 9, the Bible said, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me," look at this next word, "do. The God of peace shall be with you." Paul is talking to the church at Philippi. And he, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, injects this verse of Scripture into the Word of God. He looks at this church or this group of people and he says, "Do what I do." I thought, my goodness, what a statement. What a statement. I know me as a parent, I have used a statement similar to that, but opposite. You do as I say, not as I do. Paul not only said, "Do as I say," but he said, "Do as I do." If there is a shortage of anything in America, I would say it's men. I preach in churches all across the country, and I watch as women do most of the work. You may have a problem with this, but you may not. I was in a church where a lady led the singing. And I asked the pastor, I said, "Why do you have a lady leading the singing?" He said, "Because I ain't got a man that'll do it." Women are having to take on roles that God never intended for them to carry because the men won't step up to the plate. You know what would be a great blessing to your home and your family and even to your own heart if we had some dads this morning, some husbands this morning that said, "I'm going to step up to the plate, I'm going to carry my load, I'm going to fulfill my responsibility and become what God would have me to be." Y'all dried up on me real quick. Y'all were saying amen during the singing. What happened? I wonder, don't raise your hand, but I wonder how many of us dads have ever felt like a failure. I wonder how many of us have ever looked in the mirror and said, "Where did I go wrong?" I wonder how many of us have ever got a little discouraged because we know we've made some bad decisions where our families are concerned. Amen. I've lost my temper with my children. Do you know God never intended for you to lose your temper with your children? Boy, y'all just died, didn't you? The Bible said, provoke not your children to wrath. Discipline's important. I ain't talking about time out. I don't know about all this time out stuff. There was a day when children feared their fathers. And it was not a gory, eerie fear. It was a respectful fear. Time out when I grew up was when mama knocked you in the floor and said, one, two, amen. That was more the time out I got. Amen. We need some dads in America. We need some dads in our church houses. We need some fathers in our home that would step up to their responsibility. You go out into the public, all you got to do is walk through the mall on a Friday night. I said a Friday night. You ain't been to the mall till you've been on Friday night. Can I get a witness right there? You go to the mall and you look around and you go, where is your daddy? Come on, where is your parents? You see how some of these young ladies are dressed. I've seen more cotton in the top of an aspirin bottle than what some of these girls wear out in public. Amen. Where's your daddy at? Seen a girl at the mall the other day. I didn't. My wife did. I wouldn't look. Had on a pair of blue jeans and the whole rear end of them been split open with razors. I don't know where Katie's at, but you can forget it. Amen. She's got a daddy. Amen. You got to wonder, where's your daddy? I want to show you something from the Scripture this morning. I had prepared and come in this morning during Sunday school and got all stressed out, and I started just to say, Brother Neil, you preach. Yeah. I worked and worked and got a big video presentation ready for the sermon this morning. My computer genius, it didn't work. It worked perfect at home every time. I mean, just bloop, there it is. I mean, it just worked great, but it didn't work here, amen. So we're going to skip the video this morning. I'll be your drama, all right? I want us to look at that verse of Scripture again. I've done got some of you mad. Amen. Now I want to show you something I hope will be a help to you. Paul said, these things which ye have both... Are y'all looking at it? These things which ye have both learned... Let me ask you a question, Dad. What's your kid learning from you? Think about it seriously. What's he learning from you? What have you left your son if all you've done is teach him how to fish? What kind of legacy are you leaving your son or your daughter if all you've done is teach them something about the outdoors, hunting or fishing or camping or whatever it may be? What have they learned from you? It's a good question, isn't it? Paul said, which you have both learned, watch this, and received. What have they got from you? What have they got from you? When I was a lot younger, I had a horrible temper. Horrible. I would throw hissy fits. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I wonder how many of you ladies would say, my husband throws one every time he works on the car. I would try to work on the car, and if I skint my knuckles, I'd kick the fender in. I mean, I'd do something stupid. Amen. Had a horrible temper, and my mother would say, that's just like your daddy. That's sad if all I got from my daddy's a temper. Amen. That's sad if all I received from him is a bad temper. If all I received from him is not being able to control myself. Amen. I hope my son has received more from me than a temper. And he's got one too, gal. You better watch it. He said, which you have both learned and received and heard. Amen. Not only what has your children learned from you and received from you, but what have they heard from you? He said, and seen in me. He said, which you've learned, received, heard, and seen in me. Then he makes that next statement, do. Paul looks at these people and says, you'll be okay if you'll just do what I do. If you'll just do what I do, just for a few minutes with this thought this morning, Daddy, I'm watching you. Daddy, I am watching you. Every step you take, every move you make, every word you say, I am watching you. Sometimes I'm afraid we seem to forget what an awesome responsibility we have. Brother Allen, that's a blessing you're holding in your hand.
Yeah.
The Bible said that children are a heritage of the Lord. But more than just a blessing, it's a great responsibility.
Yes.
Everything she receives right now, she depends on them. For her bathing, her eating, her everything. She can't do nothing for herself. Everything they do over the next few years will determine what kind of young lady she is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but that's scary to me.
Yes,
I think about how I'm going to stand and give an account to God for myself, but as a father, I've also got to give an account for him and for her and for the one who's home this morning with a sick grandbaby. Because how they turn out will depend largely on me. Are you with me this morning? Y'all wake up a little bit. I'm not trying to preach hard or trying to be mean. I'm just trying to get some dads to wake up a little bit and say, hey, my little boy, my little girl, they're watching me. They're watching every move I make, and it's important what I do in their sight. Paul says, just do what I do. We can yell at our kids. We can scream at our kids. We can preach at our kids. But it's not all in what we say.
That's right. You're right.
You can lay in the bed on Sunday morning and put your children on a bus and send them to church.
Help you, Lord.
That's admirable. But your kid ain't watching me. He's watching you. Are you listening? For years, I grew up in the bus ministry. Rode a bus to church for 25 years. I mean, years and years we were in the bus ministry. Week after week after week, we picked up children whose daddies saw to it they got on a bus. Somehow that eased their conscience. Let me say this to you, and I don't mean it in a cocky manner. But your child's spiritual well-being is not my responsibility. Can I say that again? Your child's spiritual well-being is not my responsibility. Oh yes, I'm going to stand and I'm going to preach what thus saith the Lord, and I'm not going to back up from it, and I'm not going to move away from it, and I'm not going to be afraid to tell you what the Bible says. That's my job. But I'm not going to answer for your child.
Amen.
You are. And you're not going to answer for mine. By the way, just a little side note, that ought to help you in staying out of other people's business.
That's right.
Amen. Because it ain't none of my business how you raise your child. That's between you and God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in whipping my children. Well, don't whip them. I'll go visit them in jail when I go see the others who never got a whipping. Amen. 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 I'm just giving you Bible this morning. It's not so much what we say that teaches them, but it's how we live in front of them. Three little areas where our children are watching us, and I'll let you go to the house. Number one, Dad, I'm watching you in your relationship with Christ. Daddy, I'm watching you in your relationship with Christ. If I want to know about your spiritual well-being, all I've got to do is talk to your child.
Amen.
Amen. I used to do that jokingly. I quit. Because I was finding out stuff I did not want to know. I asked one of our little girls one night, and she was standing in the hallway, and I said, come here, talk to Brother Eddie. And she came over and crawled up my lap. I said, does your daddy cuss when he gets mad? She said, uh-huh. I'd tell you who it was, but he's a deacon. I didn't say in our church. That was one of those deals where she was going through a phase. She said, uh-huh, to everything. But I believe that one. Amen. Our kids know us better than we think. We so often think we've got this part of our life hidden from our kids. You're out of your mind. Kids, y'all go in the room while we watch this movie. Baloney. They know what's up. Your kids know. I wonder if I were to get your child alone this morning and say, if your daddy died today, are you sure he'd be in heaven? Does your children know about your testimony? That's a simple question. But do they know daddy's saved? If we had to preach daddy's funeral tomorrow, would your children be able to say, I know my daddy trusted Christ. I know I'll see him again in heaven someday because I heard from his own mouth how he trusted Christ. It's important the world hears your testimony, but it's more important to your children to hear your testimony than anybody else. It's so simple you'll miss it if you ain't careful. But sometime before this day's out, you're to look at your child and say, honey, I just want you to know something happens to daddy. I've trusted Christ as my Savior and heaven will be my home. Amen. By the way, son, I've trusted Christ as my Savior. And if you have to bury me tomorrow, don't you worry. I'm with the Lord Jesus Christ because of the blood of Christ has been applied to my soul. Amen.
Yes.
Let me ask you something, son. If I were to just sit down this morning and say, Levi, go give my testimony, could you do it? If I told it in a way that just wasn't 100% so, could you catch it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where did I get saved, Levi?
Jay Bice's front yard.
Who? Where?
Jay Bice's front yard.
Jay Bice's front yard. What kind of tree was I under, son?
Loblolly pine tree.
He knows.
Yeah.
How does he know that? Because he's heard it, and 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 he's heard it. He knows that I have a personal relationship with Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He says, that ain't no big deal. It's a very big deal. It is a very, 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 very big deal.
Yes, sir.
I wished I had the statistics to read to you this morning, but they're on that DVD. That my cussing deacon couldn't make work. It would blow your mind, the statistics of how many children, the ratio of children who get saved at an early age and those who don't. Almost 90% of those children come from homes where daddy's a Christian. Where daddy's a Christian. Where daddy puts Christ in his rightful place.
Amen.
Amen. You remember the Philippian jailer in the book of Acts?
We had the original jailhouse rock there. God shook the prison walls and all the prisoners were loose, and the Philippian jailer was fixing to fall on his sword and kill himself. And Paul said, wait a minute, don't do yourself no harm. We're all here. Yeah. That jailer looks at Paul and asks the old age old question. He said, men and sirs, what must I do to be saved? Amen. Paul answers back and says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Did he stop there?
Yes,
he said, and thy house. Like it or not, Dad, you're the leader of the home.
Yes.
You say, well, my wife runs things around my house. Maybe she does, but you're still the leader of the home.
Yeah.
You're either a good leader or a bad leader. Yeah. And your children will play, follow the leader.
Yeah.
Daddy, I'm watching you when it comes to your relationship with Christ. Paul said, just do what I do. Could you with a clear conscience say that to your child?
Amen.
Just do what Daddy does when it comes to Christ. Just do what Daddy does. Not only is it important that your children know that you're saved, but it's important to know that they know you have a relationship with Him.
Yes.
Have your children ever seen you pray? Have they ever seen you look at anything other than Monster Bucks magazine or Field and Stream or Bassmaster? Come on, talk to me. Golf Digest. Would it shock them if they walked through the house and Daddy had the Bible open? I mean, would they go, wow, man, Mama, what's wrong? Daddy's reading the Bible. It's the way most kids in America would respond. I mean, it just shocked them to no end, just see you sitting and reading the Word of God. Hey, but that ought to be a normal thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't have a dad in the home growing up, so my mother played both roles. But I wrote a poem one time. She had an old Bible that she got when she first got in church at White Oak. She won it in the bus ministry somehow, a Schofield Bible. Several years ago, that Bible was falling literally apart, and I sent it off and had it recovered, and I wrote a poem. That Bible made an impact on my life. Not the reading of it, but just seeing my mother with it. Night after night, propped up in her bed, reading those precious words. I knew that book meant something to her. Therefore, that book means something to me. Maybe our children one day can say, boy, if Daddy leaned on that book and Daddy got support from that book and Daddy got the answers to run our household from that book and Daddy found out how to raise me from that book, maybe that book will help me too.
Amen.
Amen. They're watching us in our relationship with Him.
Amen.
They know whether or not you're just a Sunday Christian.
Amen.
They know. They're not just watching you on Sunday, Dad, when you shake the preacher's hand, but they're watching you on Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, every day of the week. Dad, I'm watching you. Dad, I'm watching you. A couple of Sunday nights ago, before Hayden, our little grandson, he's two, before he got put in the hospital with pneumonia, I was sitting right here before the church service, and I sat down in this chair, and I just crossed my legs like that and had my hands folded in my lap. Little Hayden come over here, and he climbed up in this chair, and his little feet don't even hang off. And he sat there, and he looked at me, and he crossed his legs, and he looked over, and then got his hands just like mine, and he just sat there. That was sweet, and that was cute, but it's kind of surreal, isn't it? You know what he said? Papa, I'm watching you.
Yeah.
And I want to do what you do.
Amen.
I hope my son wants to worship God.
Yeah.
I hope my children want to live for the Lord because they've seen Daddy all these years live for the Lord. I mean, boy, they've seen my mistakes. They've seen my failures. They've seen me stumble. But they've seen me get up. The Bible said a just man falleth seven times and getteth up again. They've seen Daddy get up and get up and get up and get up. Hey, some of you men this morning, what your children need to see is you just get up.
Amen.
And get back to your relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
He said, Daddy, I'm watching you in your relationship with Christ.
Amen.
They know what kind of Christian you are. You can fool me. But you ain't got your youngin' fool. I don't know how many times I've counseled with couples. I don't know how many wives and even children have told me, Brother Eddie, you just don't understand. He's not the same at home as he is here. When we come to church, we don't even know who he is because that's not who we live with. We all right? Daddy, I'm watching you in your relationship with Christ. Secondly, I'm almost done. Daddy, I'm watching you in your relationship with Mom. I'm watching you in your relationship with my mother. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25, the Bible says, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Your hey, listen to me. Your boy ain't going to learn how to be a husband by reading a book. Amen. 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 He's going to learn how to be a husband and treat his wife by watching you. Yeah. Probably lose half of you right here. But is your little boy going to grow up and call his wife old lady? But listen to me this morning. I'm trying. Hey, I'll divorce-proof your marriage if you let me. Yeah. Michelle's looking at Michael going, Bubba, don't you? Amen, sis. He's watching you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to love grossing Levi out.
Come on, preacher.
Now they gross me out. I'd kiss his mama right in the mouth, right in front of him.
Yeah.
He'd go, ooh. You don't do that no more. What happened? I want him to know how to love his wife.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Oh, they watch you get out of the car together. Wonder how many times this ever happened in your life? You fought like cats and dogs all the way to church? I mean fault. I'm talking about fight like cats and dogs all the way to church. Only reason you didn't hit her because you couldn't take your hands off the wheel. You praying all the way to church, that passenger door opening, the wind would just suck her out. You don't have to say amen right there, boys. But I know what I'm talking about. Thank God he don't answer every prayer. Amen. You fight all the way to the church, then you get out of the church. Well, hello, Pastor, how are you doing? It's good to see you this morning. Yeah. Yeah. And the kids are going, you stinking hypocrite.
Yeah.
Got your arm around your wife. Oh, darling, darling, darling. That ain't what you called her a second ago. Can I get a witness? They're watching how we treat our wives. By the way, sir, how you treat and respond to your wife is a direct reflection of number one,
that's right.
Your relationship with Christ.
Right. Yes, sir.
I spoil my wife rotten. I got her something for Father's Day. I ain't kidding. I love her. You catch my children aside, privately, and they're at liberty to tell the truth. You ask them if their daddy loves their mama. I'm not bragging this morning, I'm just telling you. What if I ask your children?
Yes, an email, preacher.
If I had a pen, I'd drop it. They're watching us in our relationship with Christ. They're watching us in our relationship with our spouse. I see how you treat mama at home, Daddy.
Yeah. Amen.
Their future and their home depends on what they're seeing in us. And I know when you're young, you have a lot to learn. And a lot of times you learn by making mistakes, but learn them. But learn them. Allen, don't you ever let that little baby see you hit her. Uh-uh. The wrath of God will rain down on you.
Amen.
Man, you got the perfect opportunity. You know what? I hate to keep picking on you this morning, but you're the one with the brand new baby, so. You've got an opportunity, Allen, that I don't have. Let's try to do this thing without making any mistakes.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to purpose that in your heart. Newsflash, you're going to make some.
Amen. Yeah.
You're going to make some. But you've got an opportunity this morning to ask God to be your helper and help me do this thing right.
Yes.
I remember I was just a 20-year-old boy. They put Ashley in my hand. She's 7 pounds, 6 pounds, 11 ounces. Put her in my hand. Oh, man, she didn't weigh no more than a puppy.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. They put this little white hat on her head, and she was blue. I thought I had a Smurf. I just looked at her and went, la, 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 la. She looked just like a baby Smurf. But I remember standing there in that delivery room holding that baby. I cannot help but remember what was going through my heart. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. It's like Alan brought that little baby up this morning and said, it ain't good for nothing. I don't know what to do with it. I had to find a place and get on my knees and say, God, I need your help.
Yeah.
I'd never been a daddy before. I didn't have one around when I was growing up. God, I don't know what to do. I'm glad I have a father. Who can lead me through His Word and by His Spirit.
Yeah.
And help me to be the daddy I ought to be. And the husband that I ought to be. Dad, they're watching us in our relationship with Christ. You can stand up in here and you can shout hallelujah till your lips fall off. But your kid knows what you are.
Yes, Satan.
Because they're watching you. And they're watching us in our relationship with our wives. Some of us owe our children an apology. Third, and I'm done. They're watching us in our relationship with others. They're watching us in our relationship with others. How we treat those around us. Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 39. The Lord's talking about those great commandments. He gives that first commandment about loving God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. He said, and the second is like unto it. In verse 39, He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. God never intended for you to be a jerk.
That's right.
Does your children watch you? Are you kind to others? Polite? Honest? Our children are watching. They're watching how we treat others. How do you act when you get cut off in traffic? Are you listening? How do you treat the waitress at the restaurant? Even when they're stupid? Somebody say amen right there. I had a waitress at Cracker Barrel pour coffee in my tea glass. And I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. Somebody said, I bet you didn't give her a tip. I bet I did. Uh-huh. Even waitresses can have a bad day.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Levi's over there going, you hypocrite, I've seen you. I can just see the look on his face. He's having Waffle House flashbacks. I can see it right now. I just read your mind, Jack. For the most part, are you kind? Amen. Something about when they don't put cheese in my eggs. I'm sorry. I just get tore up. They're watching us how we treat other people. They're watching our character. Did you know your child's character will be developed through your character?
Yes. Amen.
Somebody said, what's character? It's what you are when nobody's around.
Yes. Amen.
If that's for me, I'm not here. Or I'm busy, okay? They're watching. They're watching you and your honesty. I don't want my child to think daddy's a liar. I'll tell the story and I'll quit. Jared, where are you at? Jared, stand up. Yeah. He used to be cute. You can sit down. He really was. He's the cutest little boy you ever seen. I don't know what happened. But he was. He's cute. He had a little tie and he'd put that tie on. He'd just preach. Don't know what happened to all that. But Jared, when he was little, and still probably most of the time today, if you saw D, his daddy, you saw Jared. He went everywhere daddy went, done everything daddy did. Daddy had a Jeep. And daddy gonna sell his Jeep, and he put it out in the yard with a for sale sign. Fella stops and inquiring about the Jeep, and Jared's standing right there by his daddy. The man says, how's it run? Old D said, man, it runs good. He's just a bragging on it. And Jared said, daddy, I thought you said this thing is a piece of junk. Amen. That ain't a preaching story. That happened. Amen. What are you saying? They listening to everything we say.
Yeah.
They're watching everything we do. I want to live my life to please Christ, number one. Number one. But number two, I want my children to be able to pattern their life after mine. I know those bracelets were real hot around the country for some time. WWJD. What would Jesus do? He wouldn't wear a rubber bracelet. I'm kidding. What would Jesus do? I wonder if our kids could have WWDD. What would Daddy do? What would Daddy do? Somebody's done me wrong. What would Daddy do? I've just heard a gospel message. What would Daddy do? I can't pay my bills. What would Daddy do? Mama's in a bad mood. What would Daddy do? Could our life... I don't know what I said, but scratch it. Could our life be a pattern for our children? Would we be okay if we could just tell our sons and our daughters, just walk in my shoes? Go where I go, do what I've done, say what I say. Are you listening this morning? Let's stand to our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, could y'all sing a little more Thanks to Calvary? Would that be all right? Sister Janice, y'all come. Y'all sing another verse or two of that. Thanks to Calvary. I'm not the man I used to be. I'm not the man I used to be. Heads bowed all over the house. Please, nobody looking around this morning. I wonder if there's one here today that say, preacher, I know my children are watching me when it comes to my relationship with Christ. I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. I know I need to get that settled about this thing of my salvation. Preacher, please pray for me. You don't even have to be a dad. All you got to be is here this morning, not sure about your soul. I want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand, say, preacher, please remember me. I'm not sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. Anybody? Just slip your hand up. I won't come to you or embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure. If I died today, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. How about this morning? Preacher, I realize my children are watching me. Please help me pray that I would walk in front of them and talk in front of them a life that would be pleasing unto God, even a life that they could pattern their own life after. Pray for me, preacher, that I'd be that. God bless your hearts. Hands all over this building. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again this evening, Lord God, we thank you for a good day. And Lord, thank you for these families and these fathers, these homes that are represented here today. God, I know it's Father's Day, and I pray, God, you'd help us to honor our dads. Lord, I know you saw every hand that was raised, and you know every heart. Please, God, have your way in this invitation. We'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.